Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network. Time for a look at our pre-opening markets here this morning. Complete check of all those markets coming up when we come back in a moment.
The forecast says it'll be cold today and hot tomorrow. As the seasons change, the weather can become so unpredictable. Rely on the certainty of a Mueller metal roof to provide superior protection for your home from Mother Nature year after year. Made from 26-gauge steel, our energy-efficient metal roofs are hail, fire, and wind-resistant. Inner strength and outward beauty. That's what you can expect from a Mueller metal roof on your home. With a wide variety of panel styles to choose from and a selection of more than 30 designer colors, your home will be sleek and stylish and possess the strength and durability you can depend on. Give yourself peace of mind knowing that which is most precious to you is sheltered from the storm. Visit our website at MuellerInc.com where you can browse our selection of panel styles and trim profiles. Then give us a call at 877-2-MUELLER or visit one of our 33 branch locations to speak to a Mueller sales representative who can help you get started today.
Well, bids were raised in the country yesterday as Packers were intent on doing business earlier rather than later. Early sellers likely wish they would have waited, but cattle needed to be moved and lower prices were taken. We saw about a $102 trade for the most part here in our part of the country. Now, cash is still lower than last week. The higher prices may bring a large volume of fat cattle to the market that have been waiting in the wings, and this could fill Packer demand quickly. Box beef continues to struggle as well, with large losses being tallied. However, the market's still correcting from the large increase of box beef prices in April and early May. Futures showed little in the way of positive movement, with contracts still entrenched in a sideways to lower trend. Hog futures made a nice comeback from the lows posted early yesterday. However, this did not turn the trend of the markets as new contract lows were established in July and August before buying became more aggressive and prices rebounded. Well, after early weakness, wheat markets higher across the board, led by Minneapolis, wheat posting 6 cents gains for most contracts. Both Chicago and Kansas City are desperately trying to break the severe downtrends currently in place, while Minneapolis is trying to close higher for the fifth session in a row. The need for protein and adequate blending stock is putting a bid in Minneapolis, along with adverse weather as the crop begins to head in South Dakota. Firmer corn prices overnight, with most contracts seeing two-sided trade early before buying really showed up after midnight. We've been impressed with the technical action in July corn, with higher lows being posted from a weekly perspective for 8 straight weeks. And firmer trade in soybeans and meal after a mixed open, with July soybeans pushing toward a new high for that move. At the overnight highs, July soybeans just 0.75 cents from fresh two-month highs. We're going to check all the futures in just a moment.
It starts at home or work, even in your car. Wherever you are, whoever you are, physical activity is essential to a healthy life. So let's start moving, walking, kicking, riding, running, and raising the roof. Do chair dips while you watch TV, calf raises at work, shoulder rolls at a red light, move a little or a lot. Just move for 30 minutes every day or get 60 with your kids. Let's start moving today. Get activity ideas at shapeyourfutureok.com. A program of TSET.
On the futures, August live cattle up 7 cents, 96.85. October up 7, 99.82. August feeder cattle up 70 cents, 133.57. September up 50 cents, 134.95. July hogs unchanged, 49.65. August up 15 cents, 53.17. Kansas City, July was down 5 3/4, 432.5. September down 6 cents, 441. Chicago wheat, July down 7 1/4, 488 3/4. September down 7 1/4, 494. July corn up 1 1/4, 330 1/4, and September up 3/4 at 335. July soybeans up 4 1/4, 871 1/4. August was up 3 3/4, 871 3/4. July cotton up 127 at 61.34. December up 92 cents, $60 even. July crude up 12 cents at 38.08. And July natural gas down 162 per million BTU. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.